home in Northwest D.C., where I'd been invited to dinner on the evening of June 17, 1991, and found myself looking into the beautiful hazel eyes of Victoria Ardiz. Now, and then he goes on to say, I love it, that you had interned for him.
I met him for a minute and a half at the photo.
Yes.
At the end.
Yes.
And actually, the picture was so horrible. He loved to dig it out. I had it.
Years ago, like in the 70s.
Like in the 70s. And he, of course, had no recollection of me whatsoever. And I had pressed hair down to here, and I had a little scarf, and he just loved that picture. And I was hot. He found it hidden in some of my things, and he thought, oh, look at this. It was terrible. But,
wow.
Yeah.
So,
definitely,
he says that on the night that he came to that dinner that we described in the tape, that's the first time he actually saw you. He saw
very,
you.
Very sweet.
When you get a call the next day from the commander.
From the commander.
When you get a call the next day from him and all that he means and has meant to the country, what does that feel like?
Well, actually, it was a little shocking. Before he left that night, he actually said, well, you know, may I call you sometime? And I said, sure. And I closed the door and I thought, have I lost my mind? You know, and then he did call me. And, you know, but he was fun. It was great. And I thought, well, isn't this wonderful? You know, he's such a nice guy and he's really fun. And
uh-huh.
We just went out to dinner and it was really low key. And I thought, this is so perfect. Then he called again. This is like no strings. This is great. Fun, low-key.
Low-key.
Fun,
yeah.
Low-key.
He really courted you.
He really courted me. He sent flowers. He wrote notes. It was really sweet.
It was sweet.
There.
So when you then, tell me how he proposed.
He proposed to me at the opera during La Boheme.
And did you have any hesitation at all? Because you're not just stepping into a marriage with him, but there's a whole lot of Kennedy.
No, I just was...
Yeah.
No, I just was thinking about marrying this man I absolutely was totally, you know, head over heels in love with. And I'd gotten to know him so well. We had this very wonderful, old-fashioned courtship. In the fall, after Labor Day that year, he called me and he said, look, I know you won't go out, because my children were very young. They were 5 and 8 at the time. And he said, I know you won't leave and go out very much because your children are so young, so I'll come over to your house for dinner. And so he started coming to my house for dinner every single night. And then he started...
Did you think, oh, my God, really? You're coming to my house?
So yeah. I'd leave work, and I'd go to the grocery store every single night. And he teases...
He'd whip up something.
And he would tease me that he used to get béarnaise sauce and things like that every night. And then after we got married, I would give him, like, lemon, you know, on his dish. But he would...
He's healthier. Yeah. Well, Senator Kennedy became stepfather to Vicky's two children, Curran and Carolyn. Can you guys come on up here? Come on up here. That's great. As Vicky just said, welcome. Carolyn was 5 when Vicky met the senator. Tell us about your relationship with your stepfather.
I guess he was just a wonderful man in general.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, since I was 5, I was this little shy 5-year-old, and I didn't quite know what to make of this man who, as Mom said, came to dinner every night, you know, who had this amazing presence. And he just really made an effort to connect individually with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he... For instance, he was working on this painting and for some Senate auction, right? So he's in painting. And then he said, well, why don't you come and do this with me? So I was like,
wow.
Okay. So I went over and we started painting together. And then at the auction, he billed it under both his name and my name as if I were equally, you know, as important,
oh,
I guess.
That's great. That is great.
As a little 5-year-old girl.
As a 5-year-old girl.
Yes.
That is
auctioned
good.
Artist.
That's good billing. Good billing. Curran, what's your favorite memory?
There's so many memories, of course, but he was always such, in addition to being this father figure that was always there and always so supportive, he was just such a great friend as well. He was always, she would say, such a pal.
Because you were 8 when they started.
I was 8,
yeah.
And, of course, the nature of our relationship changed as I grew older. But I think that the one thing that remains a constant in any boy's to man's life is the relationship with his mother, and that even from whether it's when I'm young to as I get older, my mother's still, before we